This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Last week, Rosebery High School Theater began their production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. It continues later in the week. And the instructor, Troy Pennington, on with us. Troy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Kyle?
Doing all right. So how'd it go last week? You had three runs of it. What was it like?
Yeah, great. First crowds, very responsive. The kids had a great time. It's nice for them to be able to finally have people in front of them as opposed to, you know, kind of rehearsing for empty houses, because that exchange of energy makes a huge difference in the way that they deliver things. So it was really cool to be able to see that finally come to life.
Yeah, you know, it is. I've been backstage at a lot of events, and you can do all that practice, but there's this whole element that changes when you've got, you know, a few hundred people looking at you and kind of sinking in with what you're doing.
Yep, yes, always does.
All right, so talk about maybe some of the highlights of the production.
Well, just the kids all get like one to two solo features for every one of the characters. So they get to not only work as an ensemble to be able to make the show kind of work, but they also get their own featured moments, and just being able to see the work that they have put into everything from where we started to where we are now, and kind of seeing that growth is just always fantastic. For me, that's the highlight.
What do you do with costuming on a production like this?
So because we also do have an understudy cast, what we did was I kind of made sure that everything was shareable. And in sort of a bigger sense, because these are all, you know, we're high schoolers, but we're all playing kids between the ages of like 4 and 8. I went with the idea that because of how fast kids grow, that the costumes were going to be slightly oversized, so everything is just a little baggy, so that way it can transfer from one person to the other without there being fit issues. And what we tried to do was really kind of focus in on what was the most iconic outfit for each of the characters that immediately identifies who is who to the audience.
Interesting. And what do you do about Snoopy?
About Snoopy? So the way that they have the show configured is that Snoopy is kind of less of a very obvious dog and more of like an additional kid who's a part of the show. So even in the original production, the role of Snoopy was played by a man named Roger Barton. He has like these physical moments where he pretends like he's a dog. You know, he whips his head around really fast. He kind of scratches himself a little bit here and there, but otherwise he's very much an obvious human. And that's kind of the same thing that we are doing.
Very interesting. I was kind of wondering about that. Dogs aren't known for doing a lot on stage, and so I wondered how that all worked out, or if you had kind of some costumes. So that's interesting, and it's interesting to know that you took that idea from the original work of this. So let's talk about later this week. When can people see this again?
Yeah, so we have... Forget that. That's a bell in the background. We have three chances left only to be able to catch the show before it is gone and forever in the ether. So this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which are March 6th and 7th at 7 p.m., and then Sunday at 2 p.m. is our final matinee.
And what are ticket prices?
Ticket prices are $6 for students with ID and for kids who are 13 and under, and then $11 for adults.
And if somebody hasn't ever come to a youth theater production with high school kids, they're used to seeing adults maybe on stage. What's different about the kids versus the adults?
Honestly, kids tend to have less restrictions to them, if that makes any sense. The older we get, kind of the more jaded we become, and the stiffer we become, and the less... playful we are as people, whereas kids don't necessarily have all of those inhibitions yet. So kids tend to be a lot more free and willing to try things, whereas adults are much more reserved. So I always think that kids have much more energy and sort of life to them. And this production in particular really needs that energy because the show kind of thrives on it.
Now, you've got the actors, but you've got the musicians too, right?
Yep. Yeah, we have a kit of about 11 students that Mr. Hansen, our band instructor, has put together.
Yeah, and I'm sure that really adds a cool element to it versus just doing the recorded track.
Yeah, because the recorded tracks, although they're kind of fun for more accuracy, I guess you could say, they don't have that live element. And what I really like is that we have a space and that we have multiple programs here at the high school that we can be able to give more performance opportunities and more real-world experience to our students. So being able to, be in band, but also learn how to be a pit member, you can be able to kind of expand your work sort of resume later on.
And just like the actors reacting to the audience, the musicians can do that as well, whether it's an element of timing or maybe letting something go a little bit longer or quieting it down sooner based on the crowd response. You can't really do that with the tracks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more adaptability, too, with being able to use a live orchestra.
Good stuff. All right. Well, it's happening again Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What are the times again?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th at 7, and then March 8th at 2.
All right, Troy Pinnington, the instructor at Roseburg High School Theater. Troy, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, thanks, Kaya.
8:38 at the Morning Report.